Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie, Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Hello.
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 It's me.
Oh.
I'm singing Adele. What are you singing?
Oh, hello. Oh, I was doing Lionel Richie. Is that Lionel Richie?
Hello. It's me you're looking for. I can see. Okay, let's stop. Okay. Let's just stop while we're ahead. We do better talking.
We do, yeah. That's not. We always start off singing.
I know. As if you can sing. I just, the Lord didn't give me that throat. That kind of throat.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what?
It's me. Hi.
Jessica motherfucking Clark. We're here because you know what? We went through the fucking breakup.
Yes.
Okay? We're going through it. Okay? And now we're going to manifest. We're going to manifest.
A man.
And you know what? We did an episode.
We did.
Last year called The List.
The List.
And I just feel like I am a complete different person. Than I feel like back then I didn't even really know what I wanted. I was just like throwing out random things. You ever just do that? But like, I think I like that.
I think I want that. No, you don't.
No, and now I just like, I create a list to kind of help me like think of like what I want in a man. And literally nothing on here is like how he looks like or anything physical. It's literally like, okay, who is this person?
Yes.
Like physical, we all know I got a type.
You do.
And they all kind of look alike.
They do.
And, well.
No, they do.
And before I'd be like, oh, into musicians and all that.
You're,
and like that.
Like the creatives.
The creatives. And like, I don't care to be with a musician. That's not a qualification for me.
Good.
You know, like I've changed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
High growth.
Let's
nice to meet you.
And that's me. So we're going to manifest it.
Okay.
We're going to really discuss what's important to us
okay,
in a relationship.
Let's do it.
Do you want to start?
No, you start.
Okay. So.
It's your show. The Broke Girl Therapy with Steph Meg.
My first one that I put on my list is someone who's ambitious.
Yes. Come on, ambition. Preach.
Okay. So let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
And I don't mean the fake ambition.
Nope, we don't mean that.
I don't mean like he's just a creative ambition. I mean someone who's ambitious and is doing the fucking work.
I don't want a dreamer. I want a dream chaser.
Exactly. Boom. I want someone who just makes shit happen. Yes. Like if I'm going to be with you, I want to know that you've already accomplished a few things on your list.
Okay.
And we're going to do it together. I'm not going to be the struggle girlfriend anymore.
Wow. Come on, standards. Work.
What's on your list? You don't even have a list with you.
Girl, my list. I've had the same list for.
Nothing's changed since last year for you?
No.
Really?
No.
What the fuck? Like every time you date a guy, you're not like, oh, I
haven't really dated anyone.
What you been doing? You just slid into someone's DMs.
I've literally, exactly. That was my first time reaching out to a man. And this is my first time ever sliding anyone's DMs. Mm. And I did that literally 2 weeks ago.
And how did it go? Mm-hmm. Are you guys talking?
Kind of.
Really?
Not really. So, yes.
What was it about him that you were like, this is the man I'm going to reach out to?
If you listen to this, I'm done. But I don't care.
No, whatever. This is the truth.
It's my truth. I literally saw him on somebody else's story on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's my husband. And I've never seen this man before. And I was like, yo.
So he's like a mutual friend.
No, I've never seen this man in my life.
Okay.
I just saw him on my friend's story. Because I guess he's not even a friend, an acquaintance, you know, the people that you follow, right, that right. You've known for, you know, in college. I saw him basically on this person's story, and he was giving a toast. I guess it was like, this is going to still give it away. Anyway, I saw this video, and I saw this man, and I was like, This is my type. And I never thought I had a type until
can I guess what he is? Can I just guess his type? As a friend, he's definitely a Christian man. He's like dressed like a gentleman. I wouldn't be surprised if he wore like one of those like hats.
She knows me. No, I can't do fedoras.
Not fedora. Fedora is the other one.
No, he has hair.
I'm not saying he's bald.
Because men don't wear hats, you gotta be real, real careful of those.
Exactly, but he looks good in a hat. He's not a cheesy hat wearer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks good in a hat.
I'm sure if you wore a hat, it would look very good.
Okay, so he doesn't wear hats.
No.
Okay, but I just imagine him in a hat.
That's fine. I can do hats.
Yeah, and he's tall, but not like extremely tall, and he's probably like a medium built but fit.
She and
he's like a gentleman, proper, probably African.
Wow, Steph, you're like describing this person to the T, and I've not even shown you his picture. Am I that predictable?
No,
wow.
No, I just in know fact, you.
I have changed my list in that case. Because like, the fact that she knows me, this is like describing this person to the T.
Was it that really him? Minus the hat.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it.
That's
because
it.
You just always know what you like, what your friends like. End of pod. That's it. We already know her fucking list. Yeah, okay, how about me? Describe my man.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's manifest him. Let's build a man.
Let's do it. And we're doing it for each other. Who's my man?
Okay. So I can imagine him being about 6'3".
Okay.
Nice height. Not too tall. Because you don't, but tall enough so that you can wear heels and him still be taller than you.
Okay.
He's black, obviously.
I mean, you don't gotta be, but...
He's black.
Okay.
He is. Because I don't know any white man that would really tolerate your...
I really don't think there's any white man I could really click with, quite honestly. It's true.
I think, obviously, he has to... He would be, like, career-wise, he would be either in the television industry, or he would be like a writer, or he would be even like an engineer, something like an architect, something like really creative, where right. he has to use his creativity, but he's analytical at the
right,
same time.
Right, like he's logical.
Yeah, he's really logical. So he can balance out your creativity, but he doesn't drown out your creativity.
Right.
I think he would be, he's very intelligent. He would be a great listener. And
gotta
he'll
be
slow to he'll be slow to anger, but he won't be a, he'll be a great listener. But he is not that he's but he'll be able to kind of like bounce off your banter, like
right.
he's able to like give you feedback and challenge you in some ways.
He has to. I don't want a guy who just pleases. Like I want him to be
you don't want a yes man.
Yeah,
definitely. He has to have nice shoes. This is materialistic things. Nice shoes and dress nicely. She doesn't want anyone that dresses like he's 19 or just coming out of the club.
Yeah, I don't.
She likes a man with that owns a 4 or 5 belts and has.
Oh, what 4 or 5? No, I don't really care about like brands.
Not. I mean, belts that like, no, like as in he has belt. He owns belts. You know, men nowadays.
Yeah.
But some boys just, they be
I was thinking like the Gucci, like.
No, yeah. You're not for all that.
Yeah,
you don't really mind. Yeah. But as long as you just dress as nice.
Morgan always.
Exactly. She don't need no sagging pants, man. Not that I have anything against them. It's just not.
It's just not who I want to settle down with.
Especially as your style and your aesthetic. You want a very like nice, clean kind of guy.
He doesn't have to be like so fashion forward,
no,
but someone who like has a good eye.
Yes, exactly. Can put some things together.
Right.
What else? He has to love food.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he would definitely have to. He doesn't have to be like religious, but definitely have some spiritual foundation in
for
a way,
sure.
like
yeah.
have some, you know, be able to speak on a spiritual level, know what he wants kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and be able to like manifest with you and meditate with you and encourage mm. you. He has to be good at encouragement.
Oh,
I
yeah.
feel like you need someone that is going to really push you to be your best and not be intimidated by what you do.
Exactly. I need someone who's like very secure in themselves.
Yes. Solid.
Well, I guess that's the end of this episode.
Yep. Nice to see ya. Bye-bye.
No, I mean, that's pretty much to the T for sure. I'm still kind of deciding if, like, if I need to be with a man who's an extrovert or introvert.
I think there's
like,
a
how
spectrum.
Much, there's a spectrum. Like, how much – I don't think I could take, like, a super loud-ass, like, life of the party dude. But I can't really take, like, a super quiet in the – I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I think someone – honestly, someone like Morgan, I think would just that alone. No offense.
No, I did like,
you know,
that
he's able to socialize when, you know, but then not even Morgan, because, you know, he was also picky with certain things. I think someone that you can be like, hey babe, I'm going to this work event, can you come with me? And he'll be like, yeah, sure, I'm down.
Yeah,
to come.
He would never
yeah.
want to go to any
like
work
I'm
event,
down to come
sure.
with you. He's able to socialize even if you're going out and, you know, doing your networking. He's still able to hold a room.
Mm. Oh yeah, for sure. Because, you know, I don't want to like have to like make sure he's okay.
I love a man like when they walk into the room, like the whole room just like he commands the room. He doesn't have to say anything. His energy alone,
right?
Just,
like he just has this like kind of like his shoulders are up. He's
that's
confident.
How. Do you know what? Let me tell you though.
He's confident, and he's just like charismatic. I like a charismatic
yes.
dude.
But that's a catch-22 because the person that I slid in his DMs.
Sometimes okay, let's get back to the DMs. What the fuck happened?
I was like, yo, this man, he's great. But I think he's too charismatic. Like, he looks, that's how he looks. He looks like that.
What do you mean?
Like, speechless. Like, he's just, his skin is rich and dark and beautiful. Like, he's a very handsome guy to me.
Does
but
that ever intimidate you when someone's
absolutely.
Really...
Absolutely. And I'm just like, he's too handsome.
That's how I felt about Bobby. I was like, oh my God, you're very good looking.
Yes, he's very good looking. And don't get me wrong, I know I'm a beautiful woman.
But there's something though. There's something though, right? I think every woman could feel this. When a man is just as pretty as you...
Let's talk. Let's be real.
We want a man who's not as good looking as you.
I need you to be like, if I'm a 10, you gotta be like, solid 7.5.
For real. Max. That's I don't want to be with a 10 and right next to him I look like an 8.
But then you know what? Like, I've really been thinking about this because that has been a challenge for me with even dealing.
I just feel more secure with uglier dudes.
It's been a challenge because I'm like, yo, does that make me insecure? Like, to say somebody is like,
because I just want to be the pretty one.
That's why. I honestly think my insecurity lies in the way other women see him. And them look like, I feel like the more like wasps I'm gonna have to like, and I guess it's like a jealousy thing maybe. I will have some women like really looking at my man, and then obviously I have to be, if he's gonna be that handsome, our trust has to be A1. Yeah. I have to know that you ride it, like
you're gonna have to feel validated all the time. One little sneaky little shit.
Yes. I want the trust to be the point that like he can look at me and I can know exactly like what he's thinking. Like I know exactly his vibe. Like he can just be like, and I'll be like, got you. That's how right. I want it to be. Nonverbal communication, trying to trust.
You don't feel like you could trust him?
I don't know. I don't really know this man.
And also like there's a thing. Like I love a charismatic guy, but sometimes you do kind of question that though. Like
where is this coming
like,
from?
Like you remember Charles?
Yes.
I do. You remember how charismatic he was?
He was also something else.
He was very charismatic to the very point charismatic. Where I was like, it was way too charming.
But let me tell you something about the Lord, okay?
Okay.
Because the Lord gives us discernment. And so the great thing I've learned, obviously, you know, for the past year and a half, I've been sober and I've been on this journey of getting to know myself and love myself and blase, blase. So now, whenever I see a man, even him who I saw was handsome and great, I kind of saw him through a different lens, like almost like I could see the flaws in him without him even having to like, because we've spoken a couple of times, and I won't say flaws. Let me not use that word flaws, but I can see the growth opportunities. I can see
the potential.
I can see the potential. I can see that like he's fought in his life. Like he's fought to get where he is today.
Right.
And that honestly is, and that's what also is kind of bounces out, because I know you're not charismatic just because you're acting like it's just your facade, but I know that you've gone through something in the past that has built you into this person. Mm-hmm. And so there's substance into his charisma, you know, there's substance right. into, and he's very God-fearing, which if you
exactly,
know me.
Exactly, that's exactly what.
If you know me, I love a God-fearing you man. You do. If you can quote me the Bible, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it for me. Got it.
I'm like, I don't, yeah.
that to me yeah. is yeah. is something that's obviously important to me. Mm. But yeah, I love a spiritual man. And that, but then what I also realized with dealing with him is I don't miss the feeling of the anxiety of, is he going to text me back? What's he going to think? And I had to check myself because I am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? And I was like, sis, you've done too much work on yourself to default back to the way right, you used to right. view these things. So now I'm just like, if he texts us, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, I'm okay. Right. And I'm genuinely, I don't even really be thinking about him until he pops up on my phone, you know.
That's good. Because you're doing a lot right now. You're going to school, you're working.
I quit my job today.
Yes, for better opportunities.
And that's the thing. When you are working on yourself so intensely and you have your own life to focus on, you're not, people who want to be in your life are going to make their way in your life.
Oh yeah.
I am done with trying to force people to fit in my life and trying to control the way I want people to be in my life. I'm done. Either you're here because you want to be or you're not. And
that's growth. Because when period. We were younger,
sis,
we were like, why?
Trying to put a circle in a triangle.
Exactly.
All the time.
I think that's like a very early 20s kind of mindset. But like once you kind of, that's why I'm so excited for my 30s. Because,
me too.
Because our 20s is like a decade of your preteen years.
Yes.
Where you're just so fun. Like it's like your pre-adult decade.
Yes.
Where you're just so awkward. Yes. You're moving out probably at that same time. You're probably graduating. You're figuring out what career you want. It's like, it's so awkward. You're like dating and you're fucking and you're just, you don't know yourself, right. You know? But then when you're in your 30s, you kind of have a better idea what the fuck is going on. You're more sure of yourself, and
that's it.
I'm just so
excited.
I can't
wait till I'm 30. Yeah, so
that's like in January for me.
Oh my god, we're gonna turn up.
Where? Like
it's January. Oh, I have a perfect idea. Actually, I already know what I'm going to do for you, so never mind.
Okay.
But anyway, but yeah, so back to your list. What else is on that list?
I mean, I feel like you've already kind of put it all. Well, punctual, we all know.
I don't need my man to be on time because I don't be on time. Actually, no, that's not true. I need my man to be on time because I don't be on time. I need balance.
That was the one thing I like. I mean, one of the things I didn't like about Morgan.
It's something we struggle with.
I remember when he was still here and I would, I am on time. If not, I'm 15 minutes early to everything.
Good for you.
So, and because my mom is strict and she's like very militant. And it's funny because Filipinos are usually late to everything, but not my mom. My mom is crazy. And so the one thing that I really learned from her was how to be on time and how to manage your day and time management and all that stuff. So I am just very about that. So if I'm with him, I remember we were supposed to go to a birthday party and then afterwards supposed to go to somewhere else. And I told him to be ready at this time and be at my place at this time. He was an hour and a half late. I fucking flipped. I was because I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there where the fuck are you? He's at home watching TV, getting ready.
See, that's different.
Cooking, taking his time. And I was no. I could, So I cannot.
She frustrated.
I cannot do that. Especially let's say again, it was obviously he was out there thotting and bopping. But if you say you're going to call me at a certain time, call me at that certain time. Because right. When I say I'm going to be here this time, I'm going to call you at this time, I want someone to be just as punctual as me.
Right.
I mean, and I'm not saying I'm so strict. Obviously a few minutes is fine. Shit happens. It's LA, traffic, right, whatever. Right. But at least be mindful of my time.
Of course.
So
of course.
I'm I cannot. Do
I cannot do this anymore.
I can't.
One thing I will also say about a man is I want a man that knows how I argue. Yes, for sure. I want you to know how I argue, and obviously I'm not a perfect person. I know you thought I was, but I'm not.
But that's a big one though, because we all argue differently,
and I'm, you know what? Let me tell you the kind of growth I've gone through. I used to be I'm a very manipulative person, and I know this about myself. It's fine. We all know. And I'm very controlling as well.
Right.
But I do believe that when you're aware of your flaws, that's how you're able to point them out. You know, you're no longer ignorant to what you do. So once you know that, I know I can be manipulative, so I can check that before I do, or apologize if I feel like I am being that. But so I want him to be able to, I used to have an ex-boyfriend and he lived in Italy. He was a soccer player.
Nice.
Yeah. He lived in Italy and he used to fly me out and stuff when I was in college.
I think you wrote this in your email to me.
Yeah, I probably did, because I was all about this. I've changed a lot, to be honest. I was all about the money and flying me out at one point in my life. Right. But I used to be with him. I used to be he was a person that showed that he loved me by doing things, buying me things, and but he wasn't a person that verbally told me that he loved me.
Right.
And so I used to get in arguments with him and threatened to break up with him just so he can beg me to stay. Isn't that crazy?
I've done that.
Thank God I'm not alone.
I've done that.
We are not alone. That's crazy behavior.
I mean, yeah, I used to do that with my first boyfriend, in high school, when I was with for 5 years. I would just break up with him just so that he could cry and beg for me back.
Yeah,
it's just that validation. Even though he was always telling me he loved me and he was super obsessed with me, but I was just
See, mine wasn't.
But sometimes he just a little bit of drama.
I think that's what it was, to the thrill. But I'm this man is paying for you to go to Italy. I left my phone on the bus.
It's a very immature thing to do.
I left my phone on the bus and I called him and he bought me a new phone. Those are examples of love. That should show you that someone really loves and cares about you. Well, that's his love language anyway, gifts.
Right.
But then obviously I didn't understand love languages at that age. But
How old were you?
I was probably 18, 19.
Oh, yeah, you're young as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, so I was super young. But now.
Yeah, my ex used to buy me things all the time, too.
Oh, yeah. He used to buy you nice gifts, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can't lie. I used to be that guy. All my friends in college knew me as I was the person. I was like, yeah, we're about to be on a private jet. Yeah, we're about to go on vacation. Right. I was that girl.
The bougie bitch.
Yes. But now life humbled me so well.
He was someone that was all about gifts. And I didn't. I mean, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved all the gifts. But I didn't like how, you know, we would get into fights or whatever. He'd be like, I bought you this. Like, why would you treat me this way? Like, I got you. Like, he would kind of use it against me.
Right.
So that's why, like, after we broke up, I was really like, I realized how broke I was and how he, like, really supported me.
Right.
And I was, you know, and I also just didn't like the fact that someone was like, felt that they had control over me because they bought me shit.
Yes.
So that's why I started kind of having that independent mindset, because I'm like, I don't want a man to control my things and take things away from me when he leaves. Right. Like, because he literally took every, you know what I mean? So like, he like paid for everything. He paid for like a semester of school. Like,
he paid for education.
Right. Exactly. Like, and he did it like behind my back. He's like, oh, look at your account.
That's so cute. And I was
like, oh my God. So it like, he didn't pay for, his family did, but you know, like,
that's even cuter. Okay.
Great family, and I still love them to this day, but I didn't like that was kind of like making me trying to make
shun you,
right? That's why I'm indifferent with gifts.
Yeah,
I'm indifferent because I'm like,
it depends on where it's coming from, how it's being, is how it's given.
Yeah. And also, I just don't want to get too comfortable. Because if I'm flying on jets, my school's getting paid for, and then you leave. Like, my abandonment issues kind of go into that. And I'm like, no, I got to get my own. I got to get right for me.
Yeah.
That's why with, like, Morgan, I'm like, I can't give up my life.
Right.
Because I could go have a kid with you for the sake of saving our relationship. But you could leave. And then what do I have?
Right.
Your baby.
Right. And you in the Bama.
You and the Bama
throwing it around.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he has to know how I argue. He has to know that my ideal guy would like, babe, I love you. Mm. Right now, I can't talk about this because I'm going to say something that I don't want to say.
Yes.
I'm just going to take a walk. And when I come back, we can talk about this so we both can cool off.
But do you kind of hate level that though? Of maturity. But I kind of like, when Morgan would play that with me, he's like, hold on, let me just, I need a moment. I'm like, no.
Yes, but now I used to be like that, but now I'm just like,
but it's very mature.
It's mature.
It's very mature.
Because I also know that I'm quite a hothead, and sometimes, again, being manipulative, you say things that intentionally get under someone's skin in the moment. And so now I know, like, I have to, it's imperative that if I love you, I have to take a beat, because if I don't, I'm going to go back default to my destructive behavior. And so if you don't leave, I'm probably gonna leave. I'm gonna but that's the thing, validate me first and then leave. Don't leave and with me thinking, yo, is he coming back, is he this, is
yes.
he
I don't abandon the
right,
situation.
Don't abandon me or the situation. Explain to me, communicate with me why you're leaving, and validate me by saying, I love you. I'm not leaving you for good. I just need to take a breath.
You're right. I need that too, because I do have abandonment issues.
Yeah.
So, So
that's the key to it. Validate and then.
That's true. Because he would kind of like sometimes break up with me, like hang up or whatever. And like, that would drive me crazy. So you're right. Yeah. I actually agree with you. That's a really good point. I'm going to put that on my list. I don't have my pen right now. I'm going to put that on the list. But no, it's true. And I realize like how I argue is I scream. I think you've heard me scream before.
I have.
Because I remember you texting me like the morning after, like, you good? I heard you screaming down there.
It's like, sis, you say, I'll be safe.
Yeah. Are we?
Are we fighting or? Do we need to pull up? I'm ready.
But like, I didn't realize I was like that, because I haven't been in a relationship that intensely for so long, you know? Like, I mean, the other situationships, it was just like, I didn't show any of my emotions at all.
Right.
But with him, I obviously let that shit loose. And yeah, I realize I'm a screamer.
Yes.
I scream.
I scream.
I'm really loud. And so, but that's the thing I kind of need to work on.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, okay, because I really want to have a relationship with someone where if we have an argument, I want us to be in this right mindset. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I don't want it to yell and act on emotions and right. say shit. And I don't want that person to do that to me.
Right.
So I would hope to have a partner and even just work on myself to just like, yeah, again, validate the situation.
Yes.
Go outside for a second.
Right.
Go around, you know, maybe sleep on it or something like right. that before getting to an argument.
I have another one.
Okay, go.
I don't want a man that cusses at me.
Yes.
I've heard, there's so many people I've heard that when I was in the car the other day, I nearly stepped out and asked the girl if she's okay. The guy was like slamming, he was like hitting the steering wheel, F this, F that, da, 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 da. Like, I'm not saying, I just don't, when I'm arguing with you, I don't care how angry you are. I don't, because to me, that's disrespect. Mm. When you're saying, you effing this, and you not calling you an effing bitch or anything like that, but saying, I hate that you fucking did this, and you, I can't do that.
I do that.
I can't. I because to me,
I'm that person.
To me, that just shows that you're not able, not you, but the man,
yeah,
is not able to communicate the way he feels effectively just using words. And that also shows me that you're not arguing with me out of love. You're arguing with me out of anger
and
you're not an emotion, and you're not arguing with me out of resolve. Like, yeah. I can understand your point. And I'm not saying we can't argue. I'm not saying that, of course I may yell sometimes, but when it starts cussing and calling me out my name, and I've seen so many people on social media, their boyfriends, especially celebrities, they talk to these girls wild. And right. I'm just like, of course, to yeah. each their own. But for me, Jessica D. Clark, put some respect on my name, you yeah. know? And yeah. I also would do the same for you. Like, I won't be cussing and da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that's what I need to work on, because Morgan, my ex, like, they never were someone that yelled and cussed at me. I was yeah. the yeller and cusser. And, like, I saw how much that affected them.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Morgan was definitely like, okay, like, you know, like, we could talk about, obviously not the cheating fight, yeah. but like, because he deserved every single, I don't, right. I'm not taking that no. shit back, but
I'm
like,
just talking about a normal, regular,
normal, like, disagreement, whatever, like, you know, he was just like, we could talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be cussing and yelling at me and raise your voice. I'm like, I'm not raising my voice. Like, I just, like, I get so, like, hot-headed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need, that's something I need to work on, because I don't want that. Right. Because I love that the fact that my exes have never treated me like that. Right. Like, that's something that I love. And to me, the way
I
see it
is like, I know I will not feel safe if I'm 5'2". So if my husband's 6'3", and he's shouting, he's yelling, he's yeah. throwing things, he's cussing at me,
especially,
I'm going to feel unsafe. And yeah. I never want to be in my husband's presence and feel that his, regardless of how angry he is, I always want to feel that you're my protector. And if I ever feel threatened by my protector, there's something wrong with that equation.
Right.
You know? And so that's why that's important to me, because I know my man's going to be big. He's going to be nice. And
we know.
So yeah, I need him to understand that and always have his position as my husband, as my protector, as my man, and know that he's always respecting me regardless how angry he is.
Right.
And that's self-control. That's
relationships are hard, sis. Because we know that there's gonna be moments when we're gonna slip, you know?
Yeah,
so
course.
It's like, at least if someone shows that they're just not a super hot-headed and act on emotions, like if I'm with someone and they are definitely like, you could tell that they just genuinely are trying to like do the right thing. Like, that's what's important to me.
Right.
Okay. Next one. Let me see what's
else.
Okay. I said this on our episode.
Okay.
The list. I was like, I could date a hoe. Do you remember that? I was like, yeah, I could date a hoe. Cause it's like, whatever. Like, I've been through shit too.
Yeah.
I can't date a hoe.
What you mean?
I can't. Look. Let me clarify.
Clarify what you were saying.
It's one thing if you're single and you thought in a bopping.
You had a whole phase.
A whole phase. It's normal.
Yeah.
I would never knock a dude for having that. But it's another when
it's a continuous whole phase.
Yeah. Like you
don't have a whole season, you're just a hoe.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. It's just this
summer, winter.
This is not just
autumn.
Like you were young and whatever. This is like some, Because there's some dudes, not all dudes, but there's some dudes.
A roller coaster of a hoe.
Yeah. And yeah. And I just, I don't want to, I want to feel like, I want to be with the man who like loves being in a relationship.
Yes.
So if a man is like with a woman and he's with me, like I want to see that it's like, he loves the monogamy. Yes. I want a monogamous dude.
Yes.
You know? Yes. So that's something I'm definitely going, that's like a requirement.
Yes.
For me. I got to make sure that like you really value relationships.
Would you ever propose to a man?
No.
That was quick.
I wouldn't.
Why?
We talked about this.
Yeah. I want them to, because this has been a discussion on Instagram of like, you know, would women propose to men? I'm interested to hear.
I'm not knocking it, because there's some cases. I told you I had a friend who proposed and like her case was like,
this case is different.
That case is different. But for me, if I'm with someone, like, I feel like we know me. I'm already committed before we committed. So
she said, I get the memo before you do.
Yeah. So I need that validation, knowing that you want to be with me. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to put something together, like pick out a ring or like choose a scenario for him to propose to me at. Like, I want to see the creativity.
Right.
I want to see the effort.
Right.
So, and I feel like I deserve that and I want that. So that's just me personally. I'm not against women wanting to it's their relationship. It's fine.
Of course. That's none of my
business. I can't do that. And honestly, I'm like a super progressive person.
Same.
I think, but for that, I'm a little bit more traditional.
Yeah. And I feel like you're robbing the man of the opportunity of a lifetime. Right. You know? And also just keeping a buck, like, I want my man to know that he wants to marry me. I never want him to come to me and say, well, you are the one that proposed to me. I wasn't ready.
Right.
I feel like a lot of women, not all.
Because guys will just say yes, like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, just to but make
if
you
they
happy.
Put the effort and show forth that they want to do this, like.
You have to, because that's a, like, for a man to go down on one knee and to ask a woman to marry them, that's a whole process. It messes with it. My brother just proposed his fiance. Oh, he was a wreck. It was a mess, you know? But then, so it's a process, and I feel like it's a growth spurt. Like, once that happens and you decide, okay, I'm going to marry her, there's something in this man, that kind of spirit, that
kind
of changes.
It kind of makes them feel like a man.
Yes.
It really makes them feel like a man. So
it's like when they're lifting up Simba in The Lion King.
Right. That's He's like, hell yeah, I got my woman. Yeah. I asked her. I made this decision with her. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys think. Tell me in the comments below.
Yes. We okay. want to know.
Let's do another one. Ooh, I need... Hold on.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Oh, I have one. If you don't have one.
Yeah, you go.
The person that I'm with, I don't want them to be dependent on substances.
Ooh.
I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober for nearly 2 years now. I do not mind if my man drinks.
You just don't want him to have like a vice that he does all the time.
If you're coming home every day after work and you're drinking, that to me is a problem. Mm-hmm. Or if every time you're stressed, oh, I need a drink, or, you know, I don't mind at dinner, you know, you have a wine, oh, we're chilling at home, you know, you just want to drink your wine.
Special occasions.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But if I can see, or heavy smokers, even that. For me, I don't find there's anything wrong with weed. I don't think I don't think I could.
I'm not against weed, obviously. I don't know if I'm not.
If you're high all the time.
I'm not attracted to stoners. No. I'm not attracted to stoners. Like, Morgan was not a stoner. Bobby was not a stoner. Like, you know, they would do it, whatever, sometimes, rarely, whatever. But, like,
a sign. This is just my theory. It's not for everybody. When people, it's a sign that there is something in you that you're trying to run from. And as a partner, that worries me, because that means there is something deep that you're running from that you haven't worked out and you're not willing to work out.
Yeah.
And that would worry me, because I'm like, yo, when is this, especially the sober person, I'm always on ground earth, you know?
Right.
And so it's just like, when are you, if you're constantly high or drunk, like, it's like, when are you going to come down to earth with me? Like, can you process right. your feelings? Or if we're having an argument and you're like, I need to go smoke. And it's just like, that's just, the only way that,
right.
That to me is just, at the end of it all, it's not gonna.
No, you're right. I agree with that. I mean, yeah, I can't be with an alcoholic.
To each
I
his can't own,
be
of
with,
course.
I can't be with a stoner. Like a medicinal, whatever is fine. But I don't know. I've never been like attracted to stoners. I never really vibed with them because I feel like I'm very like alert.
Right.
And like, I don't know. I just, and also I always felt like sometimes when you would date a stoner, and I don't smoke weed like that. Yeah. Like people, they would always kind of like, oh, like you don't smoke. They want someone to smoke with. They want a girl to smoke with. And right. I'm just like, not that girl, right. you know? So like sometimes I'm even kind of like, am I, sorry, you know? But yeah, I mean, I also need someone who's like super responsible, but could have fun, because a bitch likes to have fun.
You sure do, sis.
So if I want to pop a Molly one weekend, because we want to like maybe rent an Airbnb or maybe go out one night, because fuck it, let's pop a Molly.
Yes.
I want someone to pop a Molly with.
Hello. Hi.
But like only because it's like, you know, it's fun or whatever. If we want to take shrooms one day or something, like let's fucking do it. Let's go to the park, take shrooms. But like it's not something that we do all the time. It's like a little like, like a little like gift.
Yes.
You know, like a little fun little
moment.
Like I you know, I'm fun like that. I'm really fun.
I like so that I for do. You. Okay, I see that.
I know you're a definite no.
Oh no, no. I watched a documentary on psychedelics. It's a no for me. When the floor starts talking to you,
yeah,
and you start talking to yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror, it's not for me.
I enjoy Molly. It's been a while since I've done it, but I enjoy popping Molly's.
Enjoy watching people because it's funny,
but only do it responsibly. Okay, you guys, I'm not here to try to fucking advertise drugs.
No.
But like I, you know, or sometimes if I want to just like get drunk one night and like go out or whatever, like someone who could do that with me and go dancing, like I right. love dancing, you know. So but I'm not even like at the point in my life where I used to be, where I would remember I used to always go out. I yes. mean obviously we can't now, but right. But even before this whole like quarantine pandemic shit, like I was at a phase where I was kind of like, I'm cool, just stay
yeah,
home,
right.
So, but I'm still going to have those like random like weekends where I'm like, let's go. Like,
let's go
dance.
I have another one.
Yeah.
Girl, the sex.
Oh, bitch. Why haven't we haven't covered the sex? What is wrong with us?
Let me just tap
Way too long.
Let me just tap my hair.
Okay. I'm going to go in it. We got to fuck all the time.
Like how many times a week?
Okay, first off, I haven't had sex in a year and a half, so in my head, I'm thinking we can go every day, but I know realistically.
Girl, you be tired. Where
I know, but I know, like, as time goes on, I feel like, okay, that's the thing. The dude that I end up with next, he's got to have good dick a good stamina, because a bitch is just ready. And I'm gonna go in. We gonna fuck all the time. We gonna fuck all the time. I am so excited.
You have to see your face.
No, I want to have sex all the time. Like literally, as soon as
everywhere,
like, everywhere, every day. I'm probably gonna be pissed if we skip a day. Like I'm that horny. Like I'm that frustrated. I don't want to be celibate. That's why I want to be in a relationship, because I want to fuck someone all the time. That's literally why
I'm
I want to.
So
be in a
glad. Now this is the real end of the podcast. Yeah.
We've got to have to get that out of the system. All right, what do you want?
Listen.
Yeah,
I do know what I want. I want someone, because I'm the kind of, I envy women who can get orgasms all the time. I can't.
Yeah, it's hard.
It takes a man has to take his time. He has to learn my body.
Right.
And I need a pleaser, because I'm naturally a giver and a pleaser. So even if I'm not pleased and you are, I'm satisfied with that. But then I need someone that is not satisfied until I'm satisfied. So it kind of balances.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Out,
no one should ever be with someone who doesn't satisfy you. The fuck?
But you know, even me for the longest time, like, I would not have an orgasm, not really enjoy it.
You would just do it just for the sake of doing it.
When I turned 26, I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Because I don't, I was like, I think I'm broken because I don't like sex. I feel like it's uncomfortable.
Really?
I didn't like it. And I haven't really had sex because I just want, to be with someone that, and maybe it will happen when you're married. Like I want the kind of sex that makes you cry. I've never had that.
You're
such
a cancer.
I am, huh?
That's
I want to cry my eyes out. I want to like feel like just,
I know what you mean. That's why like I that's why, because I could go out and just fuck whoever, like, let's be real, apps, and that's what apps are for. And I get that, because I'm not down to just
the time, my whole face
I
is
rather
gone.
Right, it's dried out,
dried,
we expired.
Desert.
Yeah,
Sahara.
Whole phase is hella expired now. But that's why I'm like, I mean, yes, I'm ready for a relationship, to build and to love and to someday have a family. But really, it's because I want to fuck with love. I want to make love. And it's got to be that type of shit. Yeah. It's got to be good. Like, I'm just, that's why.
But then don't get me wrong, I'm a freak now. So don't let this Christian girl fool you, because, you know, at the end of the day, the Lord made sex, okay? And so, no, but for real. I do want to be spontaneous. Like, I want to, my high club, like, let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, if we want to get a little frisky somewhere,
yeah,
you know, I'm so down for that. But
I'm
honestly,
so down for
Steph,
every hole to be
I
fucking
I think I'm waiting
fucked.
For my husband now.
Really?
Yeah, girl. I don't think anybody else, I'm a try. Don't quote me on this.
I like squinted at you.
I'm a try.
Because I feel like you're going to fall in love with someone and then it's just going to like.
You know, and I've always said this. I think I even said on the last. I want to be with someone that says to me, I don't want to have sex with you until we're married. I've always said that the guy that says that to me is the guy I'm going to marry. He's like, I want to save you for our wedding day. Yo, that right there will have me taking all my clothes off.
I'd be so pissed. I'd be like.
I feel like that, like when he views your body as so like temple-ish to the point that he wants.
But you're
to
also religious,
you,
though. I get that.
I am religious, so
that has a lot. It has a lot to do with it. Yeah,
but I don't know. For me, that is so sexy to me. Like for a man to just cherish me so much that he doesn't want to touch me until he just like professes his love to God and everybody else that this is my wife. Yo,
I mean, I get level. That. I mean, that's also another reason why I really like. Fell in love with Morgan was like he wasn't rushing me into it.
Yeah, you know? I was confused at that one.
We were hella confused, weren't we? But like but you know, and I feel like even till this day, people were like, that's just very questionable. He didn't want to have sex with you. I'm like, but actually that was the most, that was, yeah, it was actually really amazing because, I mean, he definitely tried, don't get me wrong, but like, I wasn't ready because I was like, I know I've been in so many, like, I was so scared of being in a situationship again, yeah. You know, and especially because I knew he'd be moving. So I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. So, and I'm glad no. I'm horny now. Like, I wish we did.
It would have been worth it if we just.
Honestly, at this point, I should have fucked him.
If I just got a nut.
I should have just fucked him because, I mean, no matter what, it ended up being whatever. But it's cool. I had an experience of being learning how to emotionally be attached to someone versus just sexually attached to someone.
Yes.
So that was his chess piece in my life. It was for that reason. But I do love that feeling of someone.
This is just ideal, you know. Of course, lots of things.
But now
change.
I don't give a fuck if we dating and we.
How
fucking.
Do you feel about having? I know you want to be in a relationship.
Yeah,
but. I think you just need to get some things out of your system.
I agree. And I kind of hit up an ex recently.
You did, sis? Tell me about it.
To kind of like hang out, but then I just I couldn't recycle. I can't.
Yeah. That's honestly, recycling is the best because you know what you're getting. Depending on who the recycle is.
Davion.
Oh, hell no. Pass.
I know, I was like,
it's
ooh,
a no.
No, yeah.
Get it.
Exactly.
Delete what I said. Erase it. Gone. Finished. It's a no.
Yeah, but think about any ex that I've had, it's all a no. You're like, Charles, no. Ooh, Davion, no. Bobby, no. Like, all of them, like, we shouldn't ever go back.
But to be fair, out of all of the men, Davion has been the one that's been able to communicate and own up to everything that he's done.
Yeah, but I also don't think that I could go. Like, I don't know if I'm like into it anymore.
Do you think you're built for a relationship? Like, I don't think I'm not built for it, especially.
I'm not built to be a hoe, no. No, I'm not built to just have. That's why.
I'm not built to be a hoe.
Because my
either.
Vagina, look, my vagina is like, yo, just get something right now. Just get this over with. Get it. Just fuck someone. But then
put a cucumber up here. I don't give a damn.
Honestly, like show me some sunlight for real.
It's real dark.
It's dark. It's hot. It's like,
you forgot about me, sis.
Yeah, like, do I even work anymore?
Take a walk.
Like, she's confused.
Am I a prisoner at this point?
Right. She's locked up. She's just like, don't.
Locked up. They won't let her out.
Won't let her. Yeah. So, yeah, there is a part of me that's like.
You shouldn't make a t-shirt that says Free Steps.
Free Steps Pussy. I just might. Honestly, she needs to be free. And I get that. Like, my vagina is like, yo, just fuck anything right now. Honestly, anything.
And you are like, give me anything.
But, like, I know me and I'm like. Actually, I think I would probably be a better hoe now than I was before because
so.
I'm more sure of myself. But like, I don't want like meaningless sex.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I'm craving.
Do you know what it is?
Passion.
Yes, and it's just like I rate my vag at this moment. Like I do. I think she's like so precious at the moment, and I just don't want to expose her to foolishness.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because I feel like she absorbs foolishness and I start to act foolish myself.
That's what I'm saying.
And the moment
I don't want to put energy into my motherfucking vagina that's going to control.
The moment you put your demons and your witches and your wizards in me, I'm going to start becoming demonic.
Right, exactly.
I'm good right now.
We're not doing that. I'd rather she just be locked up.
I'd rather her be
honestly, and whoever like I end up with, this shit gonna be hella tight. So you in for a motherfucking ride. It's gonna be hella fun. We go.
Step physical play.
It's gonna be like this. Like it's gonna be a great time.
What's your favorite position? Have you asked that?
Yeah, all the time. I love being on top, or like on the side, and they're like
lazy. Like just like I thought yeah. That's what wives do when they've been married for 30 years. Like just put it in.
Well. Not the way that it's done with me.
Hey now.
Yeah, but.
Hey now.
Hey now. Okay, but yeah, I mean, I orgasm wise, like I always come when I'm on top. So that's why I enjoy
true,
it.
Because yeah, you're
because like
rubbing.
I'm like, yeah, I'm yeah. rubbing, I'm in control. So that's why it's my favorite. But I'm down to explore, baby. I feel like that's basic as fuck. Let's make a new fucking position. Honestly, my next dude is gonna get a lot of pussy.
I need to have strong rails to hang stuff on.
My next dude's gonna get hella pussy. Honestly, he's gonna hella pussy. This shit's gonna be tight as fuck.
Look how happy this is the happiest I've seen.
I'm because I'm horny. I don't think like my frustration.
Jeez Louise. But yeah. So huh? Yeah. So yeah. My husband just needs to be able to
give good dick.
Yeah, I want him
but
to.
But what happens if, like, you guys get married and that shit is whack?
Oh, honey. Nothing from God is whack. Let me tell you that. Okay?
That's true.
And
you can always
the kind
it
of
work.
Man I want.
Is going to have some good dick.
Because, honestly, it's like, because I've had so much whack sex. That's like, what's the worst that can happen?
And honestly, I think if you were so in love with someone, there's going to be just that natural
yes,
sexual tension.
I truly believe, and of course, as you know, I'm religious. I really believe when you're married, there's some it's almost like this when you connect with that next person and it's consecrated with marriage, there's something magical that will happen in your vag. And I do believe like that would be the best sex.
Okay.
Like, but then it may
know.
Not
there's
be.
There's a lot of like marriages out there that have whack ass sex. Too.
Yeah, that's because they probably are not with the right person. But also the kind of man that I want, it's impossible for him to have bad sex.
That's
have a, bad
me
sex.
Too, same.
It's like if you do, you're intentionally trying to be whack and you're trying to jeopardize my life.
Because we're
and I would
because
have to
both of us
you.
Equally want a man who's like hella like confident and just has this like
there's no
this,
way
this like this like this vibe that's
yes.
just like you know
he gotta walk different. Like
right.
when you walk into,
and we
there's
know,
no
we know.
Way you
right.
can walk into a room the way you walk and have bad dick. It's impossible. It's like,
so true.
Is there oxygen in the world? Of course there is.
Right.
The same thing.
Because there's a common denominator with all the dudes that we've had that had bad dick. And
hey.
Now.
So I'm just saying. I think having sex is, yes, about the man, but a woman has to know her body. Mm. And that's, a woman has to know what she needs to do.
Right.
She needs to know, like, and what's the confidence going on too.
She's got
to
feel herself.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Like, you have to know.
Or else you're going to be in your head. And you're not going to be thinking too much about, you're going to be thinking too much. And then you're not going
to
enjoy
it. I love to have a mirror, too, to see what I'm doing.
Really? Oh, I do like looking when you're doing doggy style and you look over.
Look at you working the way you're working, sis. I've been rooting myself on.
I've done that. My ex-boyfriend used to have a mirror right here. I loved when we would like do doggy style and I would look over and it's just like.
How do you feel about men doing that? I hate when men look at themselves having sex, like ruin themselves on. I'm like, shut
up. He wasn't looking. I was looking.
I know, but have you been with a guy that looks at himself in the mirror, like how his stroke game is?
No.
I've had so many men do
really?
That.
Really?
So obnoxious. Even though I'm doing it, but it's different.
Yeah, because they're just like,
they're like, look at me. I'm
like,
just
fucking.
Yeah, look at
fucking.
Ooh, I'm a man. Like, shut up.
I've never experienced. I mean, maybe he was looking, but I was in the moment.
As I told you, my experiences have been subpar. So.
Yeah. It's so funny. I was just thinking about that ex too. And like, I was listening to to Usher's Confessions album. And I remember he would sing to me that album and dance and have sex with me at the same time.
Yo.
And he knew how to sing too. So he'd be like, I'll be your groupie, baby. You are my superstar. And like, you'd be like grinding his dick on me and shit. I'd be like, I'm a number one fan. You get your autograph. I'm right here in my heart. And I was like, oh my.
Did that turn you on for real?
Yes.
Lord of mercy.
And every time I hear that song, Superstar, and Confessions album, Usher. I think of him, and I'm like, damn.
A good sex playlist can make things. Whew.
I'm just so horny.
How do you feel about entanglements? Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
Honestly, it defined many things in my life because I really thought.
I mean, I just feel like it was such a. That whole conversation.
So many entanglements.
Yeah, we've all been entangled.
I didn't know. It's entanglement. I feel like my life was defined in that moment. Like, periods of my life.
It's literally just another word for a situationship.
No, it's not. Mm. Because the situationship typically doesn't include a third party.
So what does an entanglement mean?
Entanglement means when you just tangled in some things you don't need to be.
Okay.
You know, I feel like you and.
Oh, yeah. Me and Morgan entanglement.
That's an epitome.
Literally. And when that fucking whole Will and
that's
Jay thing.
That's entanglement when Bible.
When that whole thing happened, it was literally like the day that I found out. Like, you should all that shit.
Exactly.
I was like, I'm in an entanglement to Jada.
You are. And
I was on Will's side. And
there was a third party.
Yeah.
That was an entanglement.
I've been in a few entanglements, unfortunately. Remember that one dude I always sucked his dick? Like,
which one, Steph?
the one that would always come over my dungeon, and I would always just suck his dick. And I like a month, like, and I found out that he had like a pregnant girlfriend. Remember that?
No.
Okay. Well, remember we talked about it. You just don't remember because so much has happened since. This was like years ago. This is like when we started like hanging out.
Pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That was an entanglement. I was like, wow, I sucked your dick all the time. I'm so pissed.
What, did you get anything out of that?
No, because I was celibate. But I just like loved sucking his dick. What?
I've been. Okay. I'm going to tell you off the. Just keep know my husband.
Go.
I've been. Just know. You're going to be blessed and highly favored.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my next dude, you getting hella pussy. I'm claiming it now, and I hope
I'm manifesting husband. Okay. That's going to be my new thing, my husband. Because okay. I'm done. Honestly, I'm done. If you're not, I'm done.
This is it.
I'm tired. Okay. I'm so content and in love with myself at the moment that I'm okay being single, and I'm okay waiting enough for my husband. I don't need to be in a situationship. I don't need you to stroke my ego. I don't need no man on my line that's kind of wanting to decide whether he want to be in or be out. No. I'd rather be by myself because I'd be with myself and I'd be kikiing, sis. I'd be having a good old time. We go on dates. I eat all myself food. I work out. I'm in my head. I love myself.
Right.
I don't need no man to bring confusion in my life that's peaceful. If you're not coming, with peace. And if you're not coming to introduce love into my life, you're coming to introduce entanglements and witchcraft, I don't need it.
Amen.
So, and that's on period.
I think we're on the same mindset.
Of course. When are we not? Except when it comes to Morgan.
Yeah. Well, cover disagreements. But we're in the same mindset where we're just like, okay, we're done with these entanglements. We're done with these situationships. We are done.
Yeah.
Just don't fuck with me until you really about me.
If you, and I can, do you, when you meet a guy, can you tell? I always have a, in the first 3 minutes, I feel
first
like every
2 seconds.
Every woman knows this is going to work or it's not going to work.
Literally, I went on a date like a few weeks ago and the first like second, I was like, no. And it turned out to be like one of the worst dates ever. And I was like, I feel like
every girl knows, but then us being women and feeling, let's see what happens. Maybe you're just being too presumptive.
But
we know. I can see from a mile away, nope. Your shoes, nope.
Right.
You ain't gonna be my man.
Just the vibe, the aura. You're like, you're stupid. you're dumb.
You're dumb.
You're a fucking idiot.
But I'm gonna give you a chance.
I don't trust you. We know better.
We always know better. So trust your
when
gut.
When I was young, I was dumb as fuck. I'd be like, hell yeah. He's killing us. I'm pretty enough. He loves my.
And yo, and the back-to-back texting.
What do you mean?
I used to always, like, if a guy didn't, I texted a guy and like an hour went by and they didn't text me back, I'd be like, I'll double text.
Oh, you were those?
Yeah. No, for sure.
But you're a Cancer. I'm an Aquarius. I will play cool. But
now I feel like,
I play cool, but I would like go crazy. Like, but I wouldn't tell him. You know what I mean?
I'm the one to be like, oh, I didn't mean to call, but I really called. You call someone, they don't pick up, and you text them, oh, my bad. How you going to butt down me 6 times in a row? Like, what's your butt doing? Like, your butt ain't even that big. Like, I know, why is it so confused? But no, I was calling a lot, but he just never picked up.
Oh, my God. We've all been there in one situation or
so
another.
Sad.
Okay, we're running out of time. I'm over my rental studio.
Hey.
Hi. So, any last words?
Yo, I love you. Man, I was going to say the N-word. I love you.
I love you, too.
And thank you for having me on the pod. Love you, guys.
Good luck to us. Hopefully, we find the man.
Yo, document this.
Honestly, I'm hoping my future boyfriend hears this. Future husband, boyfriend, future person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. To hear this and be like, damn, she does give good pussy.
And
she dope.
I suggest people take advantage now because I'm doing my MBA now. Yeah. The moment my name is Jessica Clark, MBA, I'm sorry, broad price has gone up.
Yeah.
Maxed out.
Exactly.
Totally.
Same, honestly.
Yeah. Like, you don't want me to get
credentials. Jump on this shit now.
I'm going to not know how to act.
Honestly, jump on this shit now because my pussy tight, my heart is ready, we good. We are
That's
ready.
A perfect way to end. My pussy tight, my heart is ready, we good. Period. Put that on some merch.
Okay, I'll put that on merch. If you guys want that on merch, comment below. Okay. Did you plug yourself?
J.Clark_ is my Instagram. Check me out.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
It's a business.
Bitch.
Bye.
Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.